And now we travel across the ocean to Cuba, where Raúl Castro has been unanimously selected to succeed his brother Fidel as leader by Cuba's National Assembly. Fidel Castro stepped down last week after nearly a century in charge. And in this moment of momentous change, Pope Benedict's Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, is in Cuba to mark the 10th anniversary of Pope John Paul II's visit to the island nation. Cardinal Bertone, who arrived last week, the day after Fidel Castro announced he would step down as president, has met the youth, recited the rosary, celebrated mass, met with bishops and with Cuban officials, and is scheduled to leave Havana tomorrow. During his encounters and to all Cuban Catholics, Cardinal Bertone has conveyed a message from Pope Benedict XVI, expressing his ardent goal of renewing the true evangelizing impulse that Pope John Paul II left deeply ingrained in the hearts of all back in January 1988. Meanwhile, less than 300 miles across the ocean in Miami, Florida, a humanitarian organization called Brothers to the Rescue on Sunday held 12th anniversary commemorative events in honor of the victims of a shootdown ordered by the Cuban government in 1996. The four victims were all pilots belonging to the organization, bent on sighting and rescuing thousands of Cuban rafters escaping their homeland in desperate conditions. My friend and colleague, Vanessa Greco, spoke to José Basulto, president of Brothers to the Rescue, about what happened 12 years ago and about what his feelings are today.
First, if you could start by talking to us about the event that took place on February 24th, 1996, if you could tell us what you remember.
On February 24th, 1996, we had organized a usual mission to seek for refugees and save their lives. And three of our airplanes departed Opa-locka Airport early in the afternoon. And the government of Cuba sent MiGs fighter airplanes with missiles to shoot us down. And they did so. They shot down two of the airplanes at a point close to 29 miles north of Havana. And I was flying the third aircraft, and I managed to escape. The persecution lasted a long time, like 53 minutes, but they weren't able to intercept me for some reason. I think it was God's hand that prevented my shootdown. And ever since, we've been trying to obtain truth and justice for what happened that day. We maintain that both governments, the United States and Cuba, were involved in what happened. The U.S. government permitted Castro to do that because they interfered with their defense systems that could have prevented us, prevented the planes of Castro from acting against us. And like in the past, they didn't advise us that there were MiGs on the air, which had been done in the past. And Castro was able to, with impunity, come and shoot down our airplanes. And to this day, neither Castro nor his brother Raúl, both of them gave the orders for the shootdown, have been brought to justice. And this is very sad because the United States supposedly stands for freedom and democracy and so on.
Now, going back to Brothers to the Rescue, was it customary for a humanitarian organization flying over international waters to see MiGs from Cuba?
No, it had happened in the past. And when it did happen, the U.S. on some occasions had advised us to stay out of there and had told us to come back and land in the U.S. They had a 1.5 minute reaction time to advise us of a situation in which our predicament was dire. In this case, they did not do so. It's very unfortunate, but that was the scenario at that time. When radars detected the MiGs, and this is under oath, testimony under oath in court. A customs official, he advised Tyndall Air Force Base that he was seeing a situation of danger for us, for Brothers to the Rescue, and he said to the controllers in Tyndall that could have alerted the dispatch of aircraft, do you see what's happening to the Brothers to the Rescue airplanes? He said, yes, don't worry about it. We're taking care of it. We have instructions. So in effect, what they had was just let it happen. It was the attitude at the time. It's very unfortunate, but the truth must be told, and I will continue to do that so long as I live.
Do you have a way that you would like for these people who died in the name of this humanitarian organization, how would you like for their memory to be preserved in history?
I would like to be preserved both as martyrs and as patriots, as very brave and very good men, because they saved many lives, they helped their own people, they helped the Cuban people, they gave a message of love towards the Cuban people, which no one else has given before, and they deserve to be remembered as something very, very important in Cuban history.
Between 1991 and 1996, the year in which the two planes were shot down, Brothers to the Rescue conducted over 2,400 aerial search missions. These operations resulted in the rescue of more than 4,200 men, women and children, and the rescue of thousands of others during the refugee crisis of 1994. In fact, reading on the internet, I discovered that it has been estimated that Brothers to the Rescue pilots have saved one life for every 2 hours of flight time. And this is considered a record rate among professional search and rescue organizations.
We are right now very hopeful that the mission of Cardinal Bertone to Cuba will kind of soften the position of that government towards the people that want changes, namely the people of Cuba that have been claiming for changes for a long time.